Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. India welcomes ceasefire between Iran and Israel. U.S. President Donald Trump lashes out at Tehran and Tel Aviv for ceasefire violation immediately after truce. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts no shelter is safe for terrorists spilling blood of Indians. NSA Doval calls for urgent need to shun double standard against terrorism. Government authorizes Chief of Defense Staff and Secretary of Department of Military Affairs to issue joint orders for all three services to modernize forces. Met Department forecasts favorable conditions for further advancement of monsoon into Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Rajasthan in next 2 days. And in Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, England were 269 for 4 wickets, chasing a target of 371 runs against India on last day of first test at Headingley in Leeds. And now the news in detail. India has welcomed the reports of a ceasefire between Iran and Israel and the role played by the US and Qatar. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs has reiterated that there is no alternative to dialogue and diplomacy to address and resolve the multiple conflicts in the region. The ministry said India stands ready to play its part in these efforts and hopes that all concerned parties will work together, sustain peace and stability. It added that New Delhi remains deeply concerned about the prospects for overall and sustained regional security and stability. U.S. President Donald Trump has lashed out at Israel and Iran, accusing both sides of violating the ceasefire. Mr. Trump said he had told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to call back Israeli planes that were headed towards Iran. U.S. President warned Israel not to drop bombs on Iran.
As soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. When I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either.
Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said in a statement that it has halted further strikes on Iran following a call between Mr. Netanyahu and President Trump. On the other hand, Iran's president, Masoud Pezeshkian, has said that his country will respect the truce as long as Israel does. The ceasefire between Israel and Iran unraveled within hours of its announcement as both sides launched fresh attacks and accused each other of violations. Israeli officials confirmed a strike on a radar installation near Tehran in response to 3 missiles reportedly fired by Iran after the truce had taken effect. Tehran denied launching any new missiles. The General Staff of Iran's armed forces rejected the Israeli claim that it had launched missiles at Israel in recent hours. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps also said that Iran's last wave of missiles against Israel was carried out minutes before the ceasefire was implemented in response to deadly Israeli strikes. Meanwhile, the regional air traffic is gradually resuming. Air India announced the restart of its services to West Asia starting today. A total of 286 evacuees, including 3 Sri Lankans and 2 Nepalese citizens, arrived at Delhi Airport from Iran this afternoon under Operation Sindhu. Union Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita said the government is committed to provide all kinds of help and assistance to the evacuees. He said this is the 11th batch coming from Iran, and so far, 2,580 evacuees have arrived in India. He also informed that 594 Indians, along with 6 nationals of neighbouring countries, have been brought by 3 flights from Israel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today affirmed that India has made it evident that no shelter is safe for terrorists who spill the blood of Indians, referring to Operation Sindoor. He added that the world has recently witnessed the strength of India as the operation clearly demonstrated New Delhi's firm and uncompromising policy against terrorism on the global stage. Mr. Modi stated this during the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between 2 of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also said the country is becoming self-reliant in the defence sector, and this shift was clearly evident during Operation Sindoor, where Indian forces compelled the enemy to surrender within 22 minutes using domestically manufactured weapons.
हमारी सेनाओं ने भारत में बने हथियारों से दुश्मन को 22 मिनट में घुटने टेकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया। मुझे विश्वास है आने वाले समय में मेड इन इंडिया हथियारों का डंका पूरी दुनिया में बजेगा।
In a related development, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today called for an urgent need to shun double standards in the fight against terrorism and to take decisive actions against UN-proscribed terrorists and entities. Addressing the 20th meeting of the Security Council Secretaries of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization member states in Beijing, Mr. Doval highlighted the need to reject double standards in the fight against terrorism and to take decisive actions against terrorists and dismantle their terror ecosystems. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has authorized the Chief of Defense Staff, CDS, and Secretary of Department of Military Affairs to issue joint instructions and orders for all three services. This is a major step towards modernization and transformation of the armed forces. In a statement, Defense Ministry said the decision marks a shift from the earlier system, wherein instructions and orders related to two or more services were issued by each service separately. The joint order emphasizes the need to streamline procedures, eliminate redundancies, and enhance cross-service cooperation. In a significant move to strengthen the Indian Army's operational readiness in counter-terrorism operations, the Ministry of Defense has cleared 13 contracts under the Emergency Procurement Mechanism. These contracts, amounting to 1,981 crore rupees, have been finalized against an overall sanctioned outlay of 2,000 crore rupees for the Indian Army. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today criticized the Congress for imposing emergency in 1975, saying that the reason was not to protect the country's security, but to save the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi's power. Mr. Shah said this while addressing a commemoration event, Aapatkal Ke 50 Saal, in New Delhi. He urged everyone to remember that lakhs of people sacrificed their lives, careers and families to fight for the democracy of this country. Mr. Shah noted that the country won this fight because the people will never tolerate dictatorship.
Lakhon log jail mein rehkar apne parivar ka sab kuch nasht karkar kai logon ke jeevan ke career samapt ho gaye aur wo ladai ne Bharat ke andar loktantra ko jeevit rakha aur aaj hum duniya ka sabse bada loktantra bankar aaj vishw ke samne samman ke saath khade hain.
Samvidhan Hatya Divas will be observed tomorrow. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on the 25th of June 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency. A report.
The emergency was declared in a backdrop of mounting political unrest and judicial developments that shook the legitimacy of the ruling leadership. Parliament passed a series of constitutional amendments during the emergency that weakened judicial review and institutional checks. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashwani, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had said that emergency was the darkest chapter of Indian history.
Yeh Bharat ke itihas ka kala daur tha. Lakho logo ne emergency ka puri taakat se virodh kiya tha. Loktantra ke samarthakon par us dauran इतना अत्याचार किया गया, इतनी यातनाएं दी गई कि आज भी मन सिहर उठता है।
The Shah Commission of Inquiry found that over 1.07 crore sterilizations were conducted nationwide during the emergency. Around 26,000 government and public sector employees were retired prematurely. Anupam Mish, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission has refuted senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's allegation of poll rigging during the Maharashtra Assembly election, saying that the entire election process was conducted in a decentralized manner. The commission said all elections were conducted by it, strictly as per the electoral laws passed by the parliament. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today said the black box of the Air India plane, which crashed in Ahmedabad recently, is being examined by the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau. Talking to media on the sidelines of an event in Pune, he rejected reports suggesting that the black box will be sent abroad for an inquiry. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation DGCA has carried out comprehensive surveillance at major airports including Delhi and Mumbai. The surveillance revealed multiple deficiencies across the country's aviation ecosystem. Two teams led by the Joint Director General carried out comprehensive surveillance during night and early morning hours at major airports. The benchmark domestic equity indices retreated from their day's high and ended with modest gains in a volatile trade today as uncertainties in West Asia conflict kept investors on edge. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, advanced 158 points to close at 82,055 after hitting an intraday high of 83,018. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, added 72 points to settle at 25,044 after hitting an intraday high of 25,318. In sports, in the Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, England were 269-4 at tee on the last day of the first test at Headingley in Leeds. England will need 102 runs in the final session of the day to win. Hosts England are chasing a target of 371 runs. On to weather, India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast favourable conditions for further advancement of monsoon into Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan in next 2 days. Talking to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jinamani said that monsoon will reach Delhi and other areas in the subsequent next 36 hours.
The condition continue to remain favorable for advance of southwest monsoon over more parts of Rajasthan, remaining parts of Punjab, Haryana and also national capital Delhi during next 36 hours. Very heavy and extremely heavy rainfall up to 200 millimeter and more has been observed over mainly Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat region and Madhya Pradesh.
The Met Department has also forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Gujarat, Konkan, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh for next 24 hours. It predicted that heavy rainfall is very likely at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, coastal Karnataka, East Rajasthan, interior Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, Saurashtra and Kutch, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Uttarakhand. In Bihar, the southwest monsoon is fully active, triggering heavy rainfall in several parts of the state. Heavy rainfall has also occurred in the catchment areas of rivers originating from Nepal, and due to this, rivers including Gandak, Bagmati and Kosi are in full spate. According to the Central Water Commission, the water level of the Gandak River is rising rapidly, particularly at Dumaria Ghat in Gopalganj. The Water Resources Department has urged people to remain vigilant in view of the rising trend in water level. Similarly, the water levels of the Bagmati and its tributaries are increasing in Sitamarhi, Shivhar and Muzaffarpur. The water level of Kosi has also surged, reaching close to the danger mark in Supaul district. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India welcomes ceasefire between Iran and Israel. US President Donald Trump lashes out at Tehran and Tel Aviv for ceasefire violation immediately after truce. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts no shelter is safe for terrorists spilling blood of Indians. NSA Doval calls for urgent need to shun double standard against terrorism. Government authorizes Chief of Defence Staff and Secretary of Department of Military Affairs to issue joint orders for all three services to modernize forces. Met Department forecasts favorable conditions for further advancement of monsoon into Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Rajasthan in next 2 days. In Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, England were 269-4 wickets, chasing a target of 371 runs against India on last day of first test at Headingley in Leeds. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.